the social housing now is becoming everybody's problem. And it's an issue that low income, but also middle income and middle class people have an extremely tougher time since the crisis of 2008 in finding affordable housing, which means they're either paying far too much as a share of their income. More than 100 million people in the region here pay over 40% of their disposable income for housing, which is a huge amount.
How has that increased since before the crisis?
I'm not sure we've got comparable data because this is a really new study, but that number is amazing. And the consequence of that is that if you spend 40% or even more of your disposable income on housing, then there's very little left for food, for health, for transport, for education, and that has a backdrop impact on the living standards of the people. So it is putting a shadow on people's lives and on the, in some countries where those numbers are higher, in the potential sustainable development perspectives.
You say that you talk of waiting times for social housing, 20 years in some cases in, I think you said, Russia. So governments, are they burying their heads in the sand?
One of the conclusions of the report is that the social housing has to come back to the fore of public priorities in most of the countries in the region. It had slowly disappeared from the top of the agenda. But what that report shows is that social housing and the need for governments to provide enough and affordable and in good quality housing for their population has to come back as a top priority of public policies. And then governments have to work, and this is where the report also comes with recommendations, to both create the conditions, have enough houses being built, and also maintain the existing stock. Retrofit, energy efficiency is a big issue. It's a big issue for many reasons. It's a big issue because of climate change. On average, in the region here, buildings represent 40% of the energy consumption, and there's a huge potential there to tap on increasing energy efficiency and saving on energy consumption, which saves costs for the inhabitants and could contribute to decrease significantly the emission of greenhouse gases.
But the problem is, as you say, there's less money to go around from governments to construct the houses. There's less money for the people who are renting these houses and are paying for their upkeep. So therefore, they're becoming less energy efficient, and hence we're not going to meet our SDGs.
The good news is that energy efficiency investments in housing are generating a return in economic terms fairly quickly. In a couple of years, the savings that you gain on the energy bill pay for the retrofitting. The point is putting in place frameworks in the countries which provide retrofitting incentives to the scale which is needed, which is huge in all countries. It's not only the countries in the eastern part of the region. We're here in Switzerland. Energy efficiency in apartment blocks from the 60s and 70s or even beginning of the 80s is also not particularly great. It's overheated in the winter. You have to open your windows in your apartment when you rent. And this is a huge waste of energy and contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. So the issue of retrofitting the housing sector is a huge issue in all the countries.